Yeah, I liked our overall effort tonight. You know, we know how they're going to play. They're a very patient team. They clog up the neutral zone. They clog up the front of their net. And I thought our guys, for the most part, did a pretty good job of staying patient, not trying to force too much. We stuck with it, ended up getting the lead. Their first goal, where they made it tight, I didn't love our reloads on that one. But overall, our effort from our team was really good. I really liked our D tonight. I thought all seven contributed, so I was very happy with that. But overall, it was a good team effort.
With the D pairs, you switched it up a bit. What was the reasoning for that? And is there one you particularly like that might stick for tomorrow?
Lane and Case have played together a lot. We wanted to try Willander with Weber, so we did that, and then we kind of rotated the other three, and I thought it worked out pretty well. They all had really good games, so you know, we'll probably continue to play seven here for a little bit and see how it shakes out.
You talked about some guys being snake bitten, like Quinn was one that you mentioned. Obviously, he scores in the green as well. Can you talk about how guys like that stepped up in Macklin's absence today?
Yeah, it was big. I mean, those guys are really good players for us. Yeah, they've been snake-bitten a little bit, but they've been getting chances. You worry about guys when they're not getting chances. They've had their chances. They just haven't found the back of the net. And tonight, both of them got rewarded. Quinn had a ton of chances. It's funny how the one he did score, it ended up going off a guy. But, hey, sometimes you need a bounce like that to get you going. So I would expect now he's going to have a little confidence. And, you know, when he gets a puck in the slot area, he's a good chance going to the net. And Greeny's had his chances as well. So it was nice to see him score, too.
Centering the first line, what'd you see from
him? I liked his game. He's played center most of his college career, so I think he's more comfortable in the middle of the ice. It looked that way to me tonight, so I really liked him there.
And Harvey, first game in a while, anything you see from him?
Yeah, I thought that line played well. They, I don't know if they got a ton of minutes that line, just because of all the penalties and the ones we had to kill, and then the power play we had, so they lose a little ice time there because Zabine and Peterson kill, but Harvey doesn't, so he lost a little ice time there. But I thought when they were out there together, they did a good job.
Those power plays at the end of the game almost came back to bite you.
Yeah, that you know, you got to make sure. You know, we talked to the guys about, you know, you know they're going to be coming late in the game like that, and you can't give them a chance. And we did, and listen, we stuck with it and found a way to get a win.
Power play scored twice tonight. What can you say about that top unit?
Yeah, the power play was good. Again, I thought we had some good looks. Obviously, we scored the first one pretty quickly, which was great to see. The other goal came, I think, a little bit off a broken play and on a line change. So it was a great play by Kaplan, had great patience, and then Tuck made a great play finding Lane.
What's Macklin's availability for tomorrow?
I would say I would expect to see him play tomorrow night.
What was the reason that we had you guys had that whole time?
Say it again.
Why was Macklin out tonight?
Just from residual soreness from the last weekend. He took some hits. Like, he was a little sore overall. We wanted to keep him out one more game. I'd be shocked if he's not in there tomorrow.
Anything else?
I felt that the teams played very different styles of hockey, which was a treat to see. I would love to see if you had any insight on that, sort of how you guys bounced off of each other.
Yeah, they play a really tight checking game, especially through the neutral zone. They play the 1-3-1, so you know they have, you know, five guys back, and they have their D sitting back deep in their end, so they can, you know, it's easier to break pucks out that way, and it's tough to get through there. It really is. So you got to be smart. I thought for the most part our guys did a pretty good job of staying patient. It's tough to get your offense going like that. It's hard. There's not a lot of room. So. We're used to it. We've played Lowell before. They do a really good job with it. They're very well coached. They have great sticks. They're hard to play against.
Locked up and chase.
You have to put it behind them and find a way to get the puck. But you also have to put it behind them in good spots, because that D's sitting back there. So yeah. If you don't put it in good spots, it's just easy breakouts for them. So I thought early on we weren't great at it. I thought we got better at it throughout the course of the game, to finding ways to get pucks back.
Anything else?
Do you mind if I ask just sort of a silly question? My roommates are BU Allen, so what does surrender the outcome mean? They would like to know.
Surrender the outcome. It's just about, for our guys, it's just about the process, not worrying about the end result. And that's what we're trying to get our guys to do. Just worry about the process and go from there.
Getting your chances this whole season, to see it finally go in, just what does that do for the confidence and you to get it rolling?
Yeah, it's definitely big. Like, it feels good to be able to get a goal and at a key time as well. So I thought our power play was clicking well, and we were able to make a low play there that turned out well. So
that tic-tac-toe play, is that planned? Or you guys kind of just
feeling it out.
Yeah, like kind of feeling it out. Like obviously watching video, you kind of see what can open up if you make the right plays. And at the time, like we ended up getting their guy high and it opened up down low, so worked out.
Well, it's obviously a really structured team. Why do you think you were able to break through tonight?
I thought we played behind them well. Like we weren't selfish on the blue line. Like we knew we had to get it in. We went to work, and I thought we won a lot of battles down low as well, which helped us out. So,
yeah. Do you feel like playing a heavier team in North Dakota needs to be kind of prepared you guys for it?
Maybe, yeah, definitely a little bit. I know that they have like a heavy deep core, a lot of big guys, so same as Lowell. So yeah, kind of prepared us a little bit.
Kaplan moved down to your line tonight. Just what was it like playing with him?
Really good. I love playing with Cap. He adds a lot of size, a lot of skill. He can make plays. So it was really nice playing with him.
Then looking at tomorrow, just closing out games, what do you want to take from this game into?
Yeah, like I thought we closed this one out really well. Like they did end up scoring late there, but we were able to, you know, fend them off and get the job done. So, you know, if it comes down to it again tomorrow night, I'm sure we'll be ready to do the same thing.
Goal was kind of a weird bounce, but you've been getting it looks all night. Just how good does it feel to get this one in?
It feels pretty good. I wish it wasn't that one, but I guess that's how it has to go.
Do you think that kind of happens sometimes when you're in your ride? The first one's going to be a little greasy and then maybe it'll roll from there?
Yeah, I mean, I had the shot, so I guess one of them's got to go in.
Skating on the first line tonight, just what was, how do you feel about that?
I felt good. We rolled the lines pretty good the whole game, so it was fun to play.
Going into tomorrow, what's the biggest thing you want to take from this performance?
We know how they play now, so we just got to score the first one and let them sit back and try to score, I guess.
You guys haven't lost in regulation in 6 games now. What's the confidence like in the locker room?
It's good. I think we all know what we're capable of, so we can't even say we're happy about tonight, but we'll keep going into tomorrow.